The History of the Maya. Mayan Trade, Part 1. Now, of course, trade took place throughout Mesoamerica, so we're just looking at the Mayan section of it. The Maya, who were in the pass between the markets and raw materials of Central America and the Mexican sites, such as San Lorenzo, Teotihuacan, El Tajín, or Tenochtitlan, played a crucial role in the long-distance trade connections. Maya lands were also sources for prized commodities, quetzal feathers, jadeite, serpentine, pyrite, and obsidian were exported from the southern Mayan highlands. Jaguar skins, teeth, valued for their use in royal ceremonial aspects, were exported from the lowlands of central Mayan region, together with parrots and macaw feathers. From the coastal areas of southern Mexico, the southern Maya region, came shark's teeth, coral, shells, and stingray spines used for bloodletting and the rites of auto-sacrifice, as well as cacao. Salt was traded from the coasts of the Yucatan in the north. Merchants were trading over long distances from central Mayan regions by at least 300 BCE. There were three principal routes through Mayan lands. The northern way ran along the coast of the Yucatan. A central route followed tracks and waterways through the lowlands of El Petén, and the southern route came down the coastal plain adjoining the Pacific Ocean. Some traders followed the Usumacinta, Pasión, a Sioux, and other rivers southwards into the southern Mayan highlands, and they were able to make their way through to the Motongwe Valley and its path to the Gulf of Honduras. Within Mayan territories, trade routes linked the northern parts of the Yucatan with their salt industry and with the southern regions that were important sources of obsidian and quetzal feathers. Tikal had quite a control over a lot of the central trading. Now, goods were laboriously transported by porters. Now, the Mesoamericans certainly knew how to make wheels, for they left wheeled toys in tombs, but they did not make wheeled vehicles for transportation. In part, this is because they lacked the large traction animals. But in addition, many parts of Mesoamerica are just unsuited to wheeled transport and more easily traversed on foot or by boat. A porter secured a load around his head or chest using a rope and often traveled in convoys with other colleagues. In Aztec times, the maximum load permitted was 22 kilograms, 50 pounds, per person. Goods were also packed in the great canoes and taken to the sea or along rivers where they were available. In the 10th century, the powerful merchants of Chichen Itza built a trading post on Isla Cerritos, a small island just off the coast of the northern Yucatan and about 55 miles from their capital city. They built or improved existing piers and docks together with a 300-meter seawall to guarantee calm waters for unloading from large seagoing canoes. These vessels recently developed transformed seagoing trade. At 15 meters or 50 feet long and 2 meters or 6 feet 6 inches wide, they were far bigger than earlier canoes and able to voyage in the far rougher waters. Through the Isla de Cerritos, Chichen Itza imported basalt from Belize, gold jewelry from Central America, pottery from Guatemala, and obsidian from the sites in Mexico. Itza sea traders traveled as far as the ports of Naco and Nita in Honduras. Coastal settlements were probably operated in this wave as trading posts for powerful inland cities or states throughout Mesoamerican history. For example, Cerros on the peninsula of the coastal Belize and the appearance of stucco that projects into the Ketamal Bay was transformed from a small village into a significant settlement with large pyramids, public buildings, and platforms, period between 50 BCE and AD 100, probably at the behest of an inland center seeking an outlet into the Caribbean Sea. The style and appearance of the stucco deity masks on these buildings suggest links to nearby Limane and further afield to Tikal. Archaeological evidence has led historians to suggest that Cerros operated in tandem with Comchen far away in the northern Yucatan as a trading partner, probably in the movement of salt from the northern region. Jade and obsidian from the southern Mayan region were also traded at Cerros. Mesoamericans carried on sea trade from the earliest times. Peoples of western Mexico were in contact along the Pacific coast with tribes in Ecuador as early as 1500 BCE, as suggested by the appearance of Ecuadorian-style chamber tombs in the Olmec Center of Teopantecahuantan in the Guillermo region, a workshop produced elite items using marine shells from distant points on the Pacific Ocean. So next time we'll be looking at trading posts and some of the other things associated with trading. The sources for this are The Maya by Cole, The Civilization of the Maya by Anaquin, The Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.